Welcome to the Focus on Fun podcast. You're listening to Stella
and your boy Increase.
Drum rolls! Welcome back to another episode.
No, I don't know why she keeps doing these drum rolls, but
somebody did not get the edit.
Oh, okay. All
right. So, guys, I know you've missed us.
We missed you too.
Sorry. We are sorry.
I'm sorry.
We haven't released any episode in like how many weeks?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. And basically, it's not really exactly our fault due to technical difficulties. You know, we're in Russia, so everything is just like crazy.
Like
right
sanctions
now.
And all of that affected production, editing, and all of that. So we are very sorry.
We're sorry, guys.
And, you know, it's totally not Russia's fault. I mean, a little of it is Stella's fault as well.
Excuse me.
I mean, we should be truthful.
Okay, guys, last week, Increase was heartbroken.
Oh, wow.
So that's his fault.
Wow.
He was not in the right headspace.
Okay, no. I think we're going to cut this part out.
Okay.
We're going to cut this part out. Ignore whatever
so
we said.
It was just technical issues. Okay, so technical issues it is.
It was just technical issues. So welcome back to another episode. And today, what we're going to be doing is something unique.
Yes.
Something different, right?
Okay.
Welcome to the juice, to where the juice is.
Yeah.
You know,
the hot tea.
Exactly.
Tea.
And we are here with some, you know, energy drinks.
Yes.
To give us the energy.
I know we said it that the next episode we're gonna drop, we're gonna do it with drinks. So guys, let's get ready as we open. Ooh! We set and we're ready.
Your mates are drinking wine. You are drinking energy drink with this.
Hey.
And you are feeling.
Who bought the energy drink?
I did.
And you don't have shit.
You. Okay,
you
no problem.
You bought the energy drink.
Okay, no problem.
All right.
So next one is going to be wine. No problems. So today we're going to be like the topic of today is unpopular opinions.
Yes. Yeah.
Like those opinions that you think are popular, but maybe unpopular. Or what you think and the next person doesn't agree with.
Exactly.
That kind of,
so,
that kind of thing.
Yeah, for those that don't get it, but like what Increase said, for those that don't get it, basically unpopular opinions are ideas that completely contradict the conventional status quo. I spoke too much English. Person don't understand that.
But I don't understand.
But what Increase said, yeah, it's basically opinions that are... Just backtrack what Increase said. I can't remember. But Increase said in a very simple way. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so first on the list would be...
Once you see Stella using calm voice, she's about to drop one banger.
Okay, would you be comfortable if your partner is working in an unconventional workplace?
Wow.
Basically, let's say your partner is an erotic masseuse.
Ooh.
Or a model that like a nude model, basically. What do you think about that?
I feel like Stella coming up with these topics. She's trying to put me on the spot. And she wants me to shoot myself right in the leg. She like Stella actually did this on purpose. Because I like, there's no way she didn't do this on purpose. That question, wow.
Let's hear you.
Know the type of person I am. What do you think?
I mean, I feel like outrightly, Increase is going to say no.
No. Let's not do that. Let's not do that.
We all...
No. Now, I feel like my ideology about a lot of things are changing. You know? Yeah.
But this particular one.
So I won't say no outrightly.
Let me make it more difficult for you.
Wow.
What if you What if you met your partner doing that job?
Now, if I met
my
partner doing that job, she wouldn't be my partner.
Preach.
It's just
stick
like
to that.
We wouldn't get to that level of she being my partner.
Oh, really? So you're judging. That's what you're trying
it's
to
not call. No, it's not judging.
No, Increase is judging.
I mean, it's I like what I like and I don't like what I don't
but
like.
But it's not even
though there are different hustles, man. There are different ways you make money. There are some compromises that, you know, there are just some things you just know, okay, I wouldn't do. It's not a thing of maybe you being judgy or something. There are just some things, there are some compromises you know you just wouldn't make. Now, I don't have a problem with that. But would I be comfortable? The question is, would I be comfortable? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm never going to tell a girl that I'm probably seeing or something, and I later find out, okay, this is what she's doing and all of that. I will never tell you to stop. That's why I said she would never be my partner. We are not going to get to that stage where she becomes my partner. Then I tell her to stop.
Okay,
nah.
Guys, can I say me? I don't mind.
Because you would, at the end you of would the date day, a male stripper. No. Now, I asked you point blank. Stella, you would date a male stripper.
Okay,
a very, you know, your type of guy that is buff, you know, well-chested,
yeah,
well-bearded.
Yeah.
That on a normal day, type, yeah, a normal day before, you know, a normal day. We didn't hear that. A normal day where, okay, like, on a normal day, you guys are in the park, you guys are walking and shit, and like girls are like, oh my god, this guy is so hot and all of that. He's already like, he's already attractive, like very attractive. There are a lot of people are seeing him, and you know that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you find out that's what exactly he's doing.
Okay.
Now, would you be comfortable?
Let me say
the
this.
Question is, would you allow it? Would you be comfortable?
I will. And let me tell you why. Because first of all, I'm a very open mind. I'm very open to a lot of things. Me, I just feel like at the end of the day, if you have self-control and self-respect, we should be good. Because if you're a male stripper now, you know what they do now. Basically, they dance on ladies and all of that. They dance at the strip club or whatever.
Self-control.
I feel like that should be an exception.
You guys should see Stella grinning here like a...
That should be an exception. Male stripper is a lot.
Oh, male stripper. Oh, wow. A male stripper is a lot. Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay, but let me say this. I feel like if you have self-respect, as far as you know it, you put it in your mind that okay, this is just work. I'm trying to get the bills paid.
Really?
I'm trying to do stuff. It's fine.
You know, okay, sometimes nothing is really just as it is.
Wait, okay. Now moving on to the masseuse. No, let's leave that stripper.
No, stripper and masseuse. I don't think Stella, what's the difference? No, be very sincere. Now a male stripper is dancing with ladies most of the time. Now on
half naked. Not yeah, almost half on, naked. Only wearing boxers.
Now
very
when
tight boxers that you
yes,
the bulk of his...
I mean,
ah,
you called an erotic masseuse.
Erotic masseuse is dress.
No.
But they're giving.
Have you been? Nah.
Erotic massages, like they give you, you know, it's on the body that is making. Erotic.
Stella, but no,
and
the person. Now, the most half of the time they are not dressed.
Ayo, they're dressed.
Half the time they are not dressed. Why is it erotic?
They have, like,
why is it erotic?
Because they're massaging like the.
No, they're not. No.
Of the lady.
No, it's not just the easiest part. And
the intimate.
Not really.
It is.
Yeah, they are massaging it fine, but I have a couple of friends that I've been to.
Okay, but they are not
those
naked
things,
now.
They are half naked.
Okay,
but
they are
worse
single,
than
like,
half
like
naked.
A, like, or
nah, it's the same thing like a stripper wearing
okay,
a boxer.
Okay,
all
right, let's agree to disagree. At the end of the day, self control is just all and self respect. Because I need it. At the end of the day, I just need to have trust. That my partner.
That if you are saying,
details.
See, work sometimes things get off, like
so
get
if you,
out of
when
her.
You find out that your girl is working stripper or she's a masseuse.
Yeah.
Like you would just like not do it.
Yeah, I
won't
do it.
In case it's judgy. Let's just
it's not judgy. It's not. I swear that's not being judgy.
You are very
now,
picky.
Okay, let me drive out of that point a little bit. Yeah. Now. You were born from a Christian conventional home.
Hey, don't do that.
Nah, let's be very sincere.
Why are you playing out that card?
Let's be very sincere.
Wow.
I mean,
okay.
We're having a conversation. Let's just
put it on
let's
there.
Let's get there. You're born from a very Christian conventional background.
Okay.
Now, would you date an atheist? Be
hell
very
no.
Wow. Why? Why you judge it?
I'm not judgy.
That's judgy.
Ideas are not the same.
That's judgy.
It's different.
No,
it's
literally
the same. Let me tell you why I'm saying it's judgy. Because for me, I'm me not an atheist. Like, do your thing. If you don't believe in God, that's your business. That's on you. Do whatever you want to do, but not in my space.
Why can't you trust them?
Increase you the way you're
Stella,
talking. I'm literally shaking
it
now.
It's the
you,
same
no,
thing.
No, no. What I'm saying you're judging is because you are outrightly condemning the work.
I'm not condemning the work.
So you're
I'm just saying, stripper. I mean, by all means,
masseuse,
by all means, but I wouldn't.
Oh, okay.
That's why I said she would never get to the level of being my partner.
But you guys agree with me that Inky sounds very judgy, right?
I don't sound very judgy. Honestly, it's just my opinion.
Okay, so
I, you know, I like what I like and I don't like what
okay,
I don't
so
like.
Okay, so on that opinion, you're saying no.
Nah, I wouldn't.
Me, I'm saying I'm cool with it.
But I just asked you a question if you would date an 80s.
That's not a question. So that's not going to be on the table.
Okay.
I'm comfortable with my partner.
So the question is, would you be comfortable if your partner
I am.
Was an erotic masseuse?
I am.
You would?
Yeah. Like working in an unconventional workplace, I'm comfortable.
Okay.
Like I don't mind.
I wouldn't though.
Of course you wouldn't.
Now moving on to the second question. The second question is, run me back my gifts. Now what do you guys think about returning gifts
after a breakup?
Bro. First of all,
come talk to me, sir.
First of all, if you're a guy that does that, bro, you're mental.
Oh, cheers to that.
That's sickening.
Come on.
I mean, now there to an extent, I would understand.
See,
to an extent, Stella, I would understand because there are some. You know, to every rule, there's an exception. Now, there are situations whereby you don't know how, like, if your conversation is mapped out, we had an agreement on something, I got you this based on this. It's an agreement.
Give me an example. Let me get what you're saying. Do you have an example?
Okay. Let me dig well, right?
Okay.
I think I've seen a situation whereby, I think I saw this on Instagram or something. Whereby so this guy did something. He was dating this girl, and the girl said okay, she wanted to open a store or something.
Mm-hmm.
And this boy had I think a piece of land or something, and he decided to sell it to establish the girl. Now the girl was going to return the money so he could turn over and do something else when she was like, I think there was a particular time frame, maybe 5 years or something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, him selling the land and, you know, buying her materials and buying her stuff. Now, she was established.
Okay.
I think 2 years later on, she broke up with the guy and moved on with someone else.
Hmm.
Now, in a situation like that, I don't care. I wouldn't do it, but I wouldn't blame the guy either. See, there are extents you push people to, and there are like situations where people find themselves, and you never can tell how to navigate those situations until you're in their shoes.
Mm.
There's some things you really shouldn't just, you know, judge from looking at it from a third eye. You should really be in that shoe.
So you're saying that should be the exception?
There are other exceptions aside that. But yes, that's a very good example.
So when should it not be an exception?
When it shouldn't be an exception. So, now maybe I'm trying to, you know, woo this girl and, or like talk to this girl and all of that. And maybe along the line, I discover,
No, you can't use that. No wooing. Like you guys are.
Okay, let's say we started dating, right? And during the relationship, I bought you a wig. I bought you a phone.
Wigs. What do you mean a wig? Wigs.
I got you wigs, plural. Right?
Come on. Yes.
Yeah, I mean. I got you a phone,
yeah.
I got you a laptop and stuff like that. And the next month or 6 months down the line, you are moving to Juan Pablo. You're moving to Juan Pablo. Like,
okay.
I mean, to me, I wouldn't. Because whatever I'm doing to you at the time, and that is why, that's one of like the one thing that aches me with a few Nigerian ladies.
Hey,
no, I said a few. I said a few.
Baba said, ladies in general.
No,
don't come for us.
No, I've not seen it in other countries, like other country ladies.
Them.
I don't really need
I'm
to date them. No,
but I'm not. Mm-mm.
I don't really need to. I mean, I've gone outside Nigeria.
Ladies.
No, because those I've been with, I've actually not seen like that thing with them. So it's a thing. It's a.
Continue.
I have still nah. We're not having this discussion here right now because she's just trying to attack me. But then, okay.
I'm listening to you. Okay.
So, but this thing in particular, you've actually allowed me to lose my thoughts. What kind of human?
Can I speak now? So you remember?
Speak.
Okay. All right. So, guys, on this particular topic, if you're a man, In short, let me not even be biased. If you are a human being, a man or a woman,
whatever gender,
whatever gender you may identify with, I always say this, and you collect your gifts back after a breakup, you're shit. But what do you say that to me? What is that thing you always say? Bottom barrel. Your bottom barrel.
Bare gutter behavior.
Yes. That's bare gutter behavior. You shouldn't do that because
don't say shit, man. We could package it better.
You are shit. Because listen, if you are in a relationship with someone, you love that person. You had a soft spot for that person. You adore that person. Just because you guys had a fallout or whatever, it doesn't matter, irrespective of who cheated. I know cheating can be painful. As a man or a woman, it can be painful to anybody. But you gave that gift out of love, especially if you are not coerced, like you weren't forced to give that gift. You gave that gift because you loved that girl, or you wanted to make her happy, or you wanted to make him happy, you wanted to make him smile. So why is it that because you guys had a fallout or you guys had bad blood, then you want to get your gifts back? First of all, I feel like, can I just say that if you're a giver, yeah, that will never cross your mind. That
exactly. This was exactly what I was trying to say. Like,
or you just did it. Make it not be like,
yeah,
hey,
exactly.
I'm a bad boyfriend.
Exactly.
Girlfriend. Come on.
Exactly. You know, this was something I was going to say, like, when I lost my thoughts, yeah. That kind of thing. So basically, some of us are, you know, are actually nice people.
Givers.
Yeah, givers.
Naturally.
Now, that's why I said a few Nigerian ladies, they feel like if, you know, I give you something without getting something back from me, they feel like, okay, I cheated this guy, or he's a maga, or he's a mogul. I don't know. See, let me use this in like equivalent of naira, right? So if I spend, let's say, 50,000 naira, okay. let's just say, like, if I spend like 50,000 naira on a girl,
okay.
And in your head, because I didn't sleep with you, you cheated me.
I didn't ask for anything back.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, you feel like you cheated me. Because a lot of guys to say these things that that girl cheats you. She cheats you. She use you as maga.
Yeah.
Exactly. That
people
guy, should bro,
get head out of that thought.
That this is something I could be like free to spend on you.
Exactly.
We could be friends. We could have a decent conversation. Mm-hmm. I don't really need to get anything in return.
Yeah.
For spending money on you, and doesn't mean, so if you think you scammed me or I'm a mumu or something, mm-hmm. For spending that kind of money on you without like getting anything in return, I mean, that's a very shallow mentality, and that's one of the reasons why I feel like guys collect their stuff back so they don't feel like the mumu.
And it's society.
Exactly, we're putting
pressure.
Exactly, you're
like,
getting
making
it.
People think like that. Can I also just say this? You will never have that school of thought, yeah. If you are naturally a giver, like let me say you're a giver to your, like you give to your friends. If you are used to that lifestyle, you wouldn't think that you're being a mugu or you're being a maga.
Exactly.
Okay, so here's the thing. I think one of the things that me and Ingrid have in common is, if we have a soft spot for you, be it friend, lover, situation, whatever, if we have a soft spot for you, listen, we're getting you stuffs.
Exactly.
We don't
and that's
care.
One of the ways myself
like
and
that.
That's one of the ways myself and Stella clicked the most.
Yeah.
See, in my life, I don't think I don't have a lot of people that buy me stuff. Aside my mom and my sister, I don't think I can really remember. Okay, yeah, aside my mom, my sister, and a girl I was seeing then, that have actually got me stuff. And this girl, I think it was Valentine's Day or something, and she got me stuff. But like, people randomly buy me shit, like, nah, it doesn't happen. Now I kind of live off making people that are close to me happy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you are my person, like I'm really feeling you and I appreciate you, like I would randomly buy you stuff. I don't need to even date you.
Yeah.
We don't need to have a romantic relationship or stuff. Like, I would literally, I kind of live off on that.
Mm.
Because it gives me joy.
Yeah.
To like seeing, you know, somebody you really like, or, you know, you appreciate, just way of, is a token of appreciation. And
yeah.
That's one of the ways myself and Stella clicked the most. This girl would run, I could be on my bed and she would just call me, yo, are you home? I'm like, yeah. And in 5 minutes, she's pulling up with gifts. She would just, Stella would just randomly go get groceries and like bring it in. Or she would go to a store. I like this shirt would probably fit this guy or something. I should get it and bring it, you know.
Yeah,
should.
And it doesn't have to be money.
It doesn't exactly. It just be like, sometimes
I found this product. I know you said you had this problem with your face, so I got exactly. Listen, guys.
I was talking to my sister yesterday, and she was like, "Guy, your face is starting to like what cream are you using?" I'm like, "I don't know." It was Stella literally got me face. What's this thing?
Face facial cleanser.
Facial cleanser, serum, face moisturizer, and all of your face skincare routine thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, my sister was like, I said this to Stella, like, me. I would take my money. I will use my money to go and get, you know, it's little things like that. You don't have to go and break the bank.
Yeah.
You don't need to do things like out of your way. The little things.
Yeah.
Little things. Some of those things count. You have no idea. So, bruv.
So, finally, closing the unpopular
topic,
opinion.
Yeah.
People that collect their gifts back. Bottom barrel.
Bruv,
trash.
You're mental.
Trash. What's the next one?
You're mental. Now, to forgive and forget is divine.
I disagree.
First of all, let me start with this, right? You see those people that say, there's this thing they say, now that you see, they say you take things personally. Now you're trying to talk to me, or people that also say, with all due respect. You see, what's like that? With all due respect, you are trying to insult me. But you're starting with all due respect. Okay, I respect you, bro, but you're stupid. It's no, with all due respect. Or, you know, what's like that? There are a lot of these things. See, go and get your forgiveness from God. Because you annoy me. And you now tell me I'm taking things personally. That word pisses me the fuck out. Like, you annoy me. Bro, we are not three people here. We are just two. What you did, you personally hurt me. And the next thing, it was a conscious action. And the next thing you're telling me, you're taking it personally. Am I supposed to take it third partyly? Or what exactly? Like, if there's any word like that, what do you think?
Okay, can I just say, I disagree. To forgive and forget. I will forgive, but I won't forget. And we will meet in the front and figure it out. Because first of all, remember they said vengeance is of the Lord. Now I saw that right now somewhere. It's like vengeance is of the Lord, but look who was created in his own likeness, me. Revenge.
You people just find, you just coin out words to satisfy.
Yes. Wow. I will forgive you, but I won't forget. And you know what that means? Me for not forgetting means I'm not letting you in my space anymore.
Now,
I would actually.
Let me just put this out there. Right? When I was in secondary school, I had this there was this family friend that I had. We were classmates and all of that. Now something happened. I was in SS1 then. I've actually not really spoken about this, and this is like the first time I'm probably going to be talking about it, like in general. So when I was in SS1 at the time, so you know where this girl is a family friend, like we play a lot, we grew up together literally. Now something happened. Then I think we were playing or something. Then I tapped the girl,
okay,
and ran out of the class. So she was a new student.
When
so
like tapped on her bum.
No, I tapped on her hand.
Oh, okay.
That kind of, but my hand was hard at the time. So
right now.
Now I actually have a very soft hand, man. Can't you feel it?
Okay.
So basically, so I tapped the girl, then I ran out of the class. You know, it's that kind of play. It was break time. I was in SS1.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she went to the staff room and reported the issue. Now the issue was reported to a teacher. Then the teacher was forwarded, like the teacher forwarded the information to our class teacher at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now our class teacher came to the class. I think that was after break, and you know, spoke about the whole thing. And now, this man was the most feared teacher in my secondary school.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he told people to set tables, and laid me down in front of the class on three tables, and lashed me 15 strokes, Stella. 15 freaking strokes. Now,
what?
When I was done, I literally, like, I wept that day.
Yeah, I wept.
And I slept for like 3 hours straight after that, like, flogging. That now, that day, my grandma was at home. Now, when we closed from school, I got home and all of that. Then my grandma was in our place at the time. So, you know, now my dad likes me watching news with him and all of that because he just likes discussing with someone. So, when sitting room that day, my mom too was inside. Then my grandma was in the sitting room. Everybody was in the sitting room. So, you know, I just sat down and we're talking. They were talking. I was not responding to anybody.
Yeah.
So, my grandma noticed that I was not sitting properly.
Okay.
So, she now asked me. She was like, what's wrong? Like, what's wrong? What exactly is wrong? Why are you not sitting properly? Everybody's sitting normally. You are... So, I now stay crying. Then my mom was like, you know that kind of... If you want to talk, you should talk now. Grandma is talking to you, can't you?
Right.
So I was like, that a teacher flogged me in school. And I was very stubborn in secondary school. So my mom was like, yeah, that's good. Like, in fact, my dad was like, okay, who is the teacher? I said, let me call the man tomorrow and thank him for flogging,
hey,
for flogging you. They didn't know what happened. I was very stubborn in secondary school. And that's why right now, I feel like I'm an ambivert because in and out, because I've seen what the rough side will do to you. So I'm trying to, you know, bend into the introverted side, but at the same time trying to balance both.
So you're calling the extrovert the rough side? It's
okay. Nah,
English.
I was a very rough person.
Actually,
I
said that.
No, Stella, don't people. Stella is putting words in my mouth. Stella is putting words in my mouth. But so after the whole thing happened, like, so my grandma now called me that she come, okay, she let her help me massage it. I said I was flogged like 15 strokes. So my grandma was like, okay, let her help me massage it. Now, I was young then.
Okay.
So I pulled down my boxers. And when I pulled it down, bro, the next thing I heard was a shout, was a serious shout from my grandma.
Were they welts? Like, they were,
like that's you would think, you would literally think I was flogged for stealing. That man, like, the teacher flogged me that day. It was serious. Now, to cut the long, very long story short, you know, when my mom now saw it and my dad saw it, to cut the long story short, we're at the police station that night. Yes, because you don't beat a child like that. The teacher was arrested the next day.
As it should.
My dad was furious. I think this happened around 10 p.m. that night. We got to the police station to report the case. Now, it became a human rights case and all of that. That's, how do you flog
a child?
My mom was even telling, I think when I was in Nigeria back, like, recently, my mom was like, do you remember that thing? Now, after that whole thing happened, this was a friend of mine that we literally grew up together. She was a very close family friend that I tapped, and she escalated the issue.
Yeah.
Now, back to the whole question of, you know, to forgive and forget.
Yeah.
Now, along the line, you know, the thing blew up because when the teacher, issue became very serious, that it was police involved and principal and teacher said begging, you know, putting a lot of eye on me and all of that. So at that point, it now became a family problem, like family friends. Mm. Now, myself and the girl, I literally hated the girl after that.
Okay.
Like, I literally hated the girl. Now, recently, for a couple of years, I had this very serious beef with the girl. But recently, we started talking. She apologized as a person. She's apologized like a couple of times. Now, when I was in Nigeria recently, we actually saw, we spoke about it, and
yeah,
we were like,
saw.
We saw, we spoke.
Like, just nothing.
Stella, don't, just keep quiet. Keep quiet. Okay. Now, the moral of this story, and the long and short of this story, was that I forgave her.
Okay. And you forgot?
I didn't forget, because that's why I said, when I was in Nigeria recently, we spoke about it.
Okay.
We spoke, and we're like, nah, we've grown.
Right.
Now, I still feel very hurt and offended from what happened that day. And every time I remember, but at every point where I remember, I kind of remember how she apologized. This girl apologized a good number of times. She apologized. Even the last decent conversation we had, she still apologized. So it's that kind of thing where there are exceptions where you can, you know, you would make mistakes and you would still apologize. It's that kind of thing.
Can I just say it doesn't apply? Because in your that case was totally different. Okay, let's create this scenario now. So let's say now you have a very good friend. You guys are close, everything. I'm trying to bring you betrayal now into this scenario. Something happens along the way. The person lies on your knee.
Now that
pause, calm down.
I'm not interrupting you. Sorry if I'm interrupting you.
You are, but okay.
But there are some things you can't forgive. Let's just put
no,
it I'm like
no,
that.
No, listen. No, that's not what I'm saying, no.
Betrayal.
No. That's not what I'm saying.
Okay,
no.
I'm listening.
So then the person puts you in trouble, like your friends put you in trouble, like the person lies on your name, basically. You didn't do it, but the person lies on you. And you get into prison and you're serving like 10 years. 10 years is a lot. 10 years puts you back with a lot. 10 years is a long time.
It's a freaking
imagine
long time.
A newborn. By the time you're out of jail, that child is 10. So that's a lot. I want you to understand. So yeah, if it were me and I come out of that prison and my friend comes to apologize, I'm going to forgive you, but I'm not going to forget. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I won't let you into my circle. I will not allow you to have access to my life, because basically you're ruining my life. Even though I'm out, but you've ruined it. You have made me go back.
You set like you back caused, by 10 years.
Yes, you set me back by that's, 10 years.
That's
so I will forgive you, but I will not forget. That's what I mean. I will not
forgiving is easy, but forgetting is the point. Okay. I don't think you can forget because the human memory, I mean...
Oh, no, there are people that forget. Oh, come on. Like what you said. You said there's some people that do things to you and then you let them back. Letting them back in is mean that you're forgotten. It's just like the way Jesus Christ said, come to me. Oh, ye who are heavily laden. Like, Jesus Christ...
Where was that in the Bible? Where was that in the Bible? What verse is that?
It's in the Bible.
What verse is that?
We don't do this.
I mean,
pastor's child.
We are pastor's daughter. You are a pastor's daughter.
Okay, can I just say, I'm on the spot, so I can't remember, but I know this. Okay. I know this. Anyway, so like I was saying, Jesus Christ has that whole mindset. He has that, he's like that. Like, he will forgive you and he will throw everything aside, like he has forgotten.
In five statements.
I am not Jesus Christ.
What's the light exactly? What's the light trying to tell you? She's not Jesus
I'm
Christ.
I'm not Jesus Christ.
Get
so,
your forgiveness from
and
Jesus.
Can I just say that there are levels to this? You get how you go do me. That I will not even forgive. Let me just say that too. But then I'm naturally a very forgiving, sweet person. So yeah.
Stella doesn't get angry easily because she annoys people and doesn't know. And she that's one of the biggest issues we have. She will subconsciously annoy me. And Stella will, how far now? She would like want the conversation to continue normally.
Okay, but can I just say in my defense, it's just because I don't...
You're always you're always defensive. Always.
But it's just I don't keep things to heart. Like, I don't take things that will trigger you. I don't think this person... That's why.
Ah, okay.
So yeah.
So at what point would you take things personally? What I'm just trying to say,
well, you
basically,
put me in jail for 10 years. Then we can talk.
that's some deep.
All right.
Deep
so
stuff,
can I just say I'm gonna jump? We have a list here, but I'm gonna jump. So I'm gonna say something because Chris brought it up when he was having when he was giving us his story time. So the next point will be verbal discipline is better than physical discipline.
Well, this. Right. So myself, I would use myself as an example.
Okay.
I was talking to my sister yesterday and I'm like, my mom has actually become very soft right now with like my younger siblings. When I was my brother's age.
Yeah.
Now my sister was telling my brother has refused to like, you know, to cut his hair. And he's like, you know, doing big boy and all of that. Uh-huh. And my mom is like, no, cut this your way. And she was like, my mom is even begging him to, this boy, go and cut this hair now. You are looking like Wole Soyinka. And the guy is feeling funky, feeling all fresh with the hair.
Yeah.
My mom is like, go and cut this hair now. When it was my turn, the day I was to resume in school, I had this very crazy style. It wasn't crazy. To me, it was normal. Now, my parents were both to carry me to school that day. Then my mom saw the hair. She just said I should get into the car. Now she took me back to the salon and told the guy to wipe every freaking thing off. Like, I was like, she told the guy to wipe every damn thing on my hair.
I feel like every male child in the Nigerian family has experiences because it has happened to my brother before.
So when my mom did that, and I'm like, okay, what exactly, when did mommy become this soft? She's begging this boy now.
Yeah.
To please, grab this ear now. Mm. Oh, the jaw call me. Please, my dear. Like, I'm like, what exactly? So, growing up,
you didn't get it easy.
I didn't get it easy. Mm. Because my at some point, like I said, in secondary school, I was very stubborn. Okay. Now, my mom tried the, you know, flogging approach. Mm. And I'm a person, I discovered that when I was, like, growing up, I think when I was SS2, SS3 then, that words actually get to me. People's opinions get to me.
Yes.
Words actually, see, you would sit me down and say stuff to me in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And I would literally be calm because you see those words, it might not, when the person is saying it, it might not have meaning.
Mm-hmm.
But when you sit down, you might have 5 minutes to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, in fact, you would think your whole life, like, what exactly are you doing? So when my mom discovered that, to me, that's why I said it's relative, depending on your person.
Exactly.
There are some people that is they are scared of cane. Bro, I started learning how to dust cane. Like, you beat me like this, I will spread my hand out. You give me 15, I won't shake.
I won't
move. I'll still do, what is in my head is what I will still do. But you talk to me 15 minutes and you see all these Yoruba insults. Yoruba people, bro, we can insult them. If my mom insults you, you would think, like, this woman really give birth to me. She would insult you. But at later on, you would discover, okay, you know, it's all coming from a place of love and all of that. So, to me, I would say verbal, like, you know, verbal.
So, you're agreeing with the unpopular opinion? Because I said verbal is better than physical.
Yeah, verbal is better than physical.
Okay, can I just say, like, what Ingrid said is relative. I feel like everybody, different strokes for different folks. For me, when I tell people that I'm the last child of my family, of my mom and dad, people always think that I got it easy. I was flogged. I was flogged to the point that me and my brother, we had collective beating. Like, they flogged us together. Because me and my immediate elder brother, like, we're what they call partners in crime. Like, we were the last two.
Shout out to Revs. Revs.
Exactly. We were the last two at home. So, we were doing a lot of things together. So, when we do bad things together, they flog us together. Like that. So we were flogged. My dad will flog you until... he's not a bad person, though. My dad is awesome. But sometimes he will flog you until there's blood. Like, you will see blood. Now, but here's the thing. Would I do it to my kids? I don't know.
The world is changing, right?
The world is changing. The world is evolving. Because here's the thing. With that flogging, I would say that if they hadn't flogged me, bro, I would have been wild.
I mean, I don't know where I would have been today
if
we didn't go through those things. Like I said.
And you know why I said I would have been wild? Not because I wasn't brought up right, though. No. It's just that my mind... I'm an open book.
You're a very free thinker.
Yes. I'm a free person. I'm a free spirit. So anything that comes my way, I'm like, hey, let's do it. Let's go. But now that I have home training and there are some things that I did that got me that beating, I'll be like, rethink. Come on. But can I also just say that?
Did Stella just said she would have been wild?
Yeah.
So what are you now?
No.
What are you now? What exactly are you now?
Hey, come on, I'm not wild.
Yeah,
you're not wild person when you say wild person.
Ah,
I'm not wild.
I don't.
Here's the thing.
If you are not wild, I don't know what wild is.
I know things, but I'm not wild. You get that kind of thing. I know you know what I mean. Come on, guys, I'm not wild. Come on.
But you know wild things.
You rest now.
just accept that one.
Okay, I know. Doesn't mean I practice.
I didn't push. You know, I didn't push words in your mouth. Now I said you know things.
No,
I didn't tell you.
Come on, don't do it like that.
Okay.
Anyway, so as I was saying, but can I just say that some beatings that African parents do, they're not necessary.
Yeah, some are not necessary.
Do you agree with me that some of these beatings that parents give their children has left children now, or people now, like adults now, to have trauma?
Yeah. Well. I feel like, see, growing in an African home, I would say Nigerian, I don't know about other countries, but Nigeria, half the experiences are traumatic.
I won't even lie.
Looking at it as the present day today, what social media has made us, you know, think, of, you know, parenting and all those kind of things.
Not even only thinking, like when we sit down and
when we sit down and reason some of those things, I feel like
our father flogged us. You know, guys,
some of those things are not things we would do to our kids, but those were some of the things that we actually needed, because the speed at which the world is moving these days,
but
some of us would have lost, would have lost it.
Oh, 100%.
We would have gone off track.
100%.
So it worked.
If the world today had seen the way our parents used to flog us, some of our parents would be in prison.
Yes.
My dad would be in jail, serving life.
Ah, no, I didn't say that.
Life. No, it's not like, I'm not saying it's
no, if it was in an
and
outside world.
You know, social media now, I'm
trying exactly,
out of proportion.
Exactly.
Life, let's just say that it is.
Exactly.
They call it brutal life.
Man, these days, we just come up with different English to suit ourselves. I mean,
at the end of the day,
but some of these things,
I do it to my kids? I don't think so. But I feel like there'll be a balance.
They're different. Exactly.
Because I was reading, looking at this article, and I just realized, and I was seeing that they said, children have different ways of reacting to discipline. You can get their phone and say, okay, I'm seeing your laptop. Or you can't go out to this place. Or you can't, and it will pain them. And there's some people that you will talk to, like when you say your mom will talk to you now.
Exactly.
Your head will jump, what am I doing with my life? And you adjust. There's some people that you have to flog them.
You just need it.
You just need it. So
you
I just feel like
it's
balanced. And you shouldn't just go overboard. So me, I would just say for this opinion, it's like...
The 50-50 thing.
Yeah, it's a 50-50 thing.
It's relative.
Because it worked for me.
Whoever works for... Exactly. It worked for me. It worked for me too.
Because me, I get trauma.
We're all trauma. I feel like growing up in a Nigerian home, 80% of us growing up in Nigerian homes...
We're traumatized. We don't talk about it, but like...
I tell my mom this. Like, you should tell her. And
her.
Right now, she's like the warmest person you would ever meet. Because she's trying to... She didn't make... Those were no... I won't call them mistakes, because some of those things actually made us what we are today.
Exactly. I know that we love our parents, but guys, come on, just agree with me.
We're
traumatized. You don't want to talk about it. You're burying it, but come on, let it flow. You are traumatized.
Exactly. Moving on. Telling your past to your partner. You see this one? I have like an epistle to... I have literally a book to read on this.
Can I go first? Because I feel
just
like you
go
have
first.
A lot of things.
Go first. I have a lot of things to say about this.
Okay, can I just say without you see that particular opinion, I disagree.
So
telling your past your partner is not necessary.
It's not necessary.
It's not. And I'll tell you why. Because let's say you lived wild. You did things that your younger self did, that you know that now that you're older, you're like, what was I thinking? Why did I do that? Why did I say that? Why did I live like that? Then you now meet one partner that probably wasn't as exposed as you were when you were younger. Like right now, he hasn't seen or done half of the things they have done.
See, let's just be very particular about this.
Oh, no.
Let's use body count. Body count is probably the easiest. Now, let's do body count. Let's do body count. I feel like body count is the easiest.
What body count is too much for you?
No, body count. What body count is too much for me?
Yeah.
Now, depending on your age, that's very, to be very sincere, depending on your age and...
Let me say from 20 upward, because we're not 18 or 19. Sorry to say, you are still...
Okay,
you're young.
From 20 upward.
Yeah.
Why would you be 20 and... Now, the body count I'm counting, I'm not counting how many times you slept to one person. I'm counting...
We know the body count is...
Exactly. No, some people... some people actually try to, you know...
No,
they
guys,
just want...
out there, body count is like different people. It doesn't matter how many times you slept with that person. Different people. One, two. You slept with Kule today, one. Slept with Femi, two. Slept with John, three. That's how it is. All right, so, what were you saying? How many is too much for you? How many is too much?
For 20... Wow, for a 20-year-old.
Upwards.
No, let's just... You're asking... No, give me a particular age. Because this thing actually depends on it.
18 and 19, for me, it's just too young.
So let's start... Like if that. I say 20... 20, you shouldn't have more than... Your body count shouldn't be more than, say, 5 or 4. Still, like, we are being very sincere.
Hey!
Why would you... So at 30, you are probably supposed to have like 100 body count.
Okay, can we just say how many... Okay, let me rephrase it. Let me not say from 20.
That's
many,
why I asked
how
you
many
for it.
Is too much before marriage? Hey,
depending on when you're
sex before marriage is a sin.
Before,
but
like
if you did, how many before marriage?
At what age is this? You see, these things depend on age.
Okay, okay. You know what? Let me not be biased. 18 is legal age. So let's just say from 18. Legal. It's a legal age.
If you're 18 age. And 18, yeah. You shouldn't. Why would you have five? At 18, why would you even have five, buddy? Five.
Okay.
Why are you doing? Okay. Bro, you should still be in SS2.
Increase. Or 18, SS3. You're supposed to be in, like, if we're going, judging and going with, like, normal, how it's supposed to be.
There's nothing, there's literally no normal age.
No, you can't be.
There's no educational standard in Nigeria. You are telling me 18 in Nigeria is in university.
Let's be practical. Nah. They're supposed to be in college.
At 18.
Yes, or about to enter.
I don't know.
Okay, so you're saying, okay, in general, 5 is too much for you. Like,
for 18?
5?
Why would you be 18 and you tell me your body count is 5? I don't judge people of their body count.
Listen, let's
but...
say 18. Because increase, if you come to me and tell me that you're in general 18 year old, I will literally shoot your leg because Thank 18 you. Is too young. Because what are you doing with an 18 year old? So let's say 20. 20, you're saying 5 is too much. Or 5 should be the most.
Yeah.
Okay. I know this is the point where you ask me.
So, what body? I feel like I already know your answer.
What's going to be my answer?
Yourself, you don't think body count is an issue.
It's not.
I know. I know, right?
It's not. It shouldn't be. Because.
I don't want to shoot you in the leg. I would have asked you what your body count is.
I won't even say it.
Exactly. So I don't want
because
to.
Because I don't indulge myself with marital sex.
Ah, okay.
As a child of the light.
She's a child of God. She's wood to God. You understand? She's dedicated fully
to the light and to the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Heaven is the goal.
Come on.
Glory.
Don't play.
Glory.
But no, I feel like body count thing, it's not necessary for people to talk about. I feel like if I'm even getting to know you and you ask me for a body count, I will be put up because why are you asking me that? Like, why do you want to go into? Do you know? Okay, let me put it.
See,
out
let me just say this, and I'm done with this.
Wait, let me put it out there. When you ask somebody your body count, do you know what that means? Basically, you're telling the person how many people have seen your nakedness.
Exactly. See, I don't know. It's probably a shallow reasoning, but it's how I see things. Your body count basically describes your value as a person. If 100 people, or your body count at 25 is probably 50 or 30, bruv. What? See, your body count is basically your value. I don't want to.
To an extent.
Not to an extent. I feel like 80%.
Okay, so.
Because if you at if at 25, Stella, if at 25, 40 people have shagged you. At 25, bro, you don't have value.
Increase.
See, when you use a phone, let's be very practical here. You buy a phone, you buy a phone, and five people at every point where you sell that phone to the next person, it drops in value. Now you buy an iPhone 13, let's say 100,000 rubles, and you sell it. Now after using it for a year, you pass it to the next person. You're selling it for 80,000. The person uses it for a year. He's passing it to the next person. He's probably selling it for 70,000. He's passing it to the next person.
So you're saying the value is dropping.
The value is dropping.
All right. Good. No, valid. Your points are valid. Exactly. So let me ask you a question now. So let's say you meet the literal love of your life. She's checking all the boxes, everything, completely. And then you find out that her number of body counts is not something that you're comfortable with. You drop it there. So you're risking the love
now,
of your
I wouldn't,
life.
I wouldn't ask.
Something that happened when you are not in her life.
Stella, that is why I see a lot of people today and I'm like, to what extent do we draw the line to some of these things we are doing? You are living your life. You just want to live your life, your youthful age. But some of these things, I made a couple of tweets on this thing and it blew up on Twitter recently that was last year or so. Like, I made a couple of tweets on this thing. Some of these things we do. See, your past, you can't tell me your past is your past.
But it is.
Your past is not your past because it's still part of you. It has a role. Now, some of these things might not haunt you now. It will haunt you in 5 years, in 10 years from now. Some of these things you are doing. See, this thing is basically life.
You are created in the likeness, an image of your maker.
Exactly.
God doesn't hold our past against us. If he did,
but your past will come back to haunt you.
But God doesn't say that our past.
Now let me give you a very good example of someone that the past came back to haunt the person. Let's talk about Let me see. Who should I use the past? Now, let me see. Someone like now, the former minister of finance in Nigeria. This is not a very good example. I'm still trying to like think, dig deep. But let me just use this example now. The former minister of finance in Nigeria, she studied abroad or something, all of that. Now, there was something she did in university that came out after she was appointed as minister of finance. Now, she had to step down.
Because of that?
Because it was brought out on the internet.
Okay.
Now, imagine, you see, and this is one of the ways, when if you watch how presidents, like the whole vetting process of presidents in the United States, you would actually discover that your past is not just your past. See, I have seen people that drop dead, like drop down from things they are supposed, like you, these guys are supposed to be some of the biggest people in the world right now, but because of something one of their spouses has done, they have to drop down. Because if things like that hit the internet, you are like, everything you've built for years, it's going to collapse.
Okay, but can I just say this? Valid point. Okay, let me just say, I take my word back.
Live your life with sense.
Hey, calm down. In a way, can I just say that if your past was wild, and you feel the need to tell,
how do you quantify wild? What do you think is wild?
Oh, you were a hoe. Come on.
When you were old, what body count you were?
No, I'm not. Okay, let's not be biased. Okay, for people, for your partner, let's say your partner is a very conventional focus. No, focus.
You don't need to be conventional. I feel like it's not.
Now listen,
you can be enjoying life.
They don't give a fuck about.
Yeah, some of us see
about body count and all of that. There are people like that out there.
I don't think I would ask a lady.
Okay, fine. So let me not use that. Let me not only use that. Okay, maybe you were a thief in your past.
Exactly.
You used to rob people.
Exactly.
You used kill is extreme.
And you are trying to become a president robber. Tomorrow.
And you did things that is not you right now. Okay, let me just say this.
To haunt you.
Let me just say this. I wanted to say not telling your partner about your past, but I can say that in a way you should. Because what if you guys are on the road now, like you guys are walking, and then you're with your guy or with your girl, and there's somebody that did something with them in their past, and I'm like, increase! And she's like shaking her breast, increase! Your partner is looking at you like, why is she shaking her breast at you like that? Or why is she behaving like that? Because I just feel like I don't want surprises. I don't want to be sprung up with surprises. Like people just come to you and say, oh God, you remember that night?
God, you'd be embarrassed.
But I would just say, for me, the 50-50 thing.
Wow.
I feel like if it doesn't come back to haunt me, I'm not telling you anything.
How would you know when it's come back to haunt you?
If I was confronted in front of my new partner, then I'll tell, oh yeah, but that was me.
Like, but you know, you would not. For that, that's actually a very serious deal.
Hey, listen,
Stella, let's call a spade, right?
It's no longer my life. Why do you want to know about my past life? Come on.
It's still part of you.
No, it's not.
There's a part. See, you have to own up to it. You didn't change your body.
Listen, I've owned up to it to myself. And I dropped it because I knew that was not me anymore and it was no longer good for me. I do not have to tell my partner, oh, I used to do this.
I would ask you a very serious question. Back to the first conversation we had.
Okay.
If a guy you're married to, you find out he's a stripper, how would you feel?
I find out.
Yes.
Why did I know before I
That's exactly the thing. A client probably went.
He was. I told you the first.
He was up to 6 months before.
I told you in the first instance that I'm comfortable. You should be asking this question.
With your boyfriend being like your ex being a stripper.
You guys should see the disbelief in Ingrid's eyes. Nah, yeah. I'm calm with it either way.
And I feel like that is one of the reasons. That's one of the reasons why a lot of us are doing things anyhow. I'll say anyhow because we want to believe that our past is our past. Bro, your past is not your past because your past is still with you.
Okay, so you don't agree with it.
A lot of people don't agree with it. I disagree with
me,
it.
Me, I say don't tell your partner about your past. If it doesn't come up, it's not important.
It's rude.
It's not rude. It's just,
if they find out, like you just explained, he's probably seen a client or somebody has done something for before. Or just imagine, exactly now, I'm trying to run for a political position and my girlfriend was a hookup girl 20 years ago, bruv. And people are bringing out, you're literally, you know, this that's
an
how,
exception.
That's how, no,
exception.
That's not, why, that's,
an
that, now we're being
hypocritical.
An
exception,
because
you're running for something that you know that,
I don't need to,
your
okay,
enemies
let's,
want to dig
exactly,
up.
They dig, that's how
on
politics is.
On a normal
is.
Day, bro.
On a normal, except you're a normal person. You're a normal person to still look for a way to haunt you.
Yo.
Imagine you slept with 30 guys.
Why
and,
are we only using that?
No, you've used the example of a thief. Exactly. So,
if you heard a girl was a thief, but then indeed,
it's your
you
past.
See, how
see
is
you
so
tell
judging?
Stella, no, you,
you
tell them.
Right now, guys.
Stella, you should.
When I said thief, it's like,
No. There are things. There are different things we can't accept.
Think it's like,
you won't accept the thief with you.
Even because it's past life, it's done. What is done is done. He's different. It's
my
clean.
Own point.
He's healed.
My own point in all of this is that you should tell the person. Now, give the person the opportunity to decide if they want to be with you or not. At the long run, you are being selfish if you keep it to yourself. Because when the person finds out, most of the time, that's a deal breaker.
Okay, guys.
Give
we'll
the person...
be on a short break. And when we return, we will talk about more.
What I saw my parents have. It's the kind of relationship
come on
I want to have.
Yes, sir.
See, now you are judging, your parents have been married for say 40 years, 30 years, whatever how long, and the person's relationship you are using to judge marriage is probably Davido, because Davido decided not to marry Chioma, then or one celebrity, and you're like, this person, because this person's relationship failed, love is a scam, bruv. You are a celebrity's life. Your parents are still married 40 years plus, 30 years, but because one celebrity broke another celebrity's heart
under five years or less
of that, you're telling me love is a scam, bro. Look at your parents. If you cannot emulate your parents, bro, you need a psychological like attention. So that's what I'll say. Marriage is overrated, it's a total lie. Marriage is overrated. I'm going to get married.
Either
you people like
I'm
it or not.
Come on, party.
She said she's coming to eat rice.
But listen, marriage is overrated. I'm gonna agree with that, and I'll tell you why. Okay, now let me say this before anybody comes to attack me. My parents have been married. Come August 5th, they'll be married for 27 years. Right?
Wow.
They are very awesome people. I love them. They are. When I see their marriage, of course, marriage is not a bed of roses, right? Everybody has their shortcomings and whatever. But in general, I grew up in a very happy family. When I mean happy family, like close-knitted, everyone was together. Everyone loves each other, basically. Let me just say it like that. But I feel marriage is overrated. Because, hear me out, yeah? What does marriage give, apart from having kids and... What are you going to tell me? Companionship? Companionship, I can stay unmarried. I can have a kid. Or adopt a kid. If this, of course... what do you call this thing? Have sex before marriage is a sin. I've said it. We don't do it. We don't emulate it. We don't agree to it.
God forbid.
God forbid that happens. So let's say I adopt a kid. What else? That marriage is marriage giving companionship. I can be in a relationship with someone, but
okay,
I just don't
want
to get married. Right?
So I don't have a problem with adoption.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
But let me ask you a very serious question.
Oh, surrogacy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank God you brought this surrogacy in.
Yeah.
Surrogacy is a different ball game entirely.
Okay. Because it's my child, but I'm not just carrying it. Because I gave my ex somebody else to carry for me.
So I'll see one thing most of you are avoiding is commitment. If we take commitment out of the picture, marriage is a beautiful thing.
Why are we taking commitment out of marriage?
No, once you take commitment like out of...
Okay.
You guys
okay.
that think marriage is overrated. By all means, see, if you think marriage is overrated, please, I don't have a problem with it. Everybody's, we're individuals, different individuals, and we have a right to what we think. Let me opinions, say, right?
Marriage is overrated because at the end of the day, yeah, people get into marriage just because society feels that, oh, for ladies, if by 30 you're not married, what are you doing with your life? And for guys, if you're not,
that's very down weird. That, yes, have a family, I get and you. Have kids, I get
and
you.
This and that and that, rushing you people, are not rushing, in
yeah,
society.
Rushing people into marriage is a very crazy thing and something I do,
okay.
Wouldn't
can you agree with me that most the reason why 70% of the world population is married is just because society says you should be married?
No,
it is
myself. Me being wanting to be married.
You know, you can just agree with me and say you're part of the 30%, and I'll
no, no. My reason for wanting to be married is not because, see, I have seen it, I've been to a lot of weddings, right?
Mm.
And it's that thing that I know this is something I want to do.
Weddings.
I want to build something.
Weddings.
Yes, but that's not sure of it all. It's not a sure. Nah, am I not have a very
wedding, you just
am I not have a very loud wedding
to party and no. Eat and have fun, but then the reality is when the couple start
exactly
the marriage.
No, there's a difference between wedding and marriage.
Hey,
exactly like you
yeah.
said. There's a difference. So I actually, it's not just the wedding of a thing, it's the marriage, the commitment, you know, building. Stella,
that's what I'm saying.
There's a joy. See, I think when was what exactly did I do? What exactly did I do? I think it was during my matriculation in Nigeria, when I was in Nigeria. Now, there's this joy that you see with your parents. There's a fulfillment. You brought someone into this life together. You guys built them together and they have something. There's this joy. Look at the joy in your mom's eye the day your brother was graduating. How can you quantify that? You know, there are just some things you can't place your hand on them.
I'm a single mom. The joy will be in my eyes. Come on.
But you know, see, either you admit it or not, being a single mom affects a child. And
we're not going to talk about that.
It's you being selfish. Depending on the situation.
Yeah.
Depending on the situation.
Because if we get into this talk.
No, yeah. Depending on the situation.
Yeah.
Why you are single. Okay. Why you are
but
a single mom.
You disagree. I agree. Because at the end of the day, marriage is overrated because most of people that get into marriage don't even the number one thing for a marriage to work.
Maybe it's the people that you are working with. That's why
No. It's commitment. I'm agreeing with you on that one. It's commitment. So if you know that you don't have commitment, don't go and marry you. You can do
I know people that they've been in more situationships than relationships. I'm not going to call names.
Oh wow.
But some people have been in more situationships than relationships, and there's only one thing you can say about that, that they have commitment issues.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. So if you know that that's your
so
issue,
if
man,
your,
don't marry.
If your commitment issue, you have to work on yourself. Don't say you now feel marriage is overrated. Nah.
Guys, marriage,
you have commitment issues.
Put in by
work
society.
Nah.
To pressure innocent men and women.
Oh, so you're a traditional. Now, like Stella, you're a traditional person. You're a religious person.
Yeah,
we've had
I'm
conversations.
Spiritual.
You're a spiritual person
yeah.
too. More of like traditional, basically. You like to follow how things have been, right?
Me or you?
Yourself. You're not.
Mm-mm.
Okay, maybe I am.
You.
I'm a traditional person.
Yeah.
I like to follow how things have been.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we're going to be, since you spoke about the Bible, now there is in the Bible is for marriage. So if you are going to pick out whatever you like from the Bible because it suits what you want to say, then maybe we should call you an hypocrite.
Oh no!
Because
don't do that. Because
the Bible was. Totally for marriage.
I don't know why Increase is attacking me now.
He's not attacking.
I'm not saying that outrightly people shouldn't get
You're
married.
You're saying it's overrated.
I'm saying it's overrated. I'm not saying that you shouldn't get married.
Okay.
Understand me. But I'm just saying it's overrated. And that's because society has made it known, has put it in the minds of people.
Maybe it's
that
people
if
you are
around.
You are
not married, you are lonely.
Yeah, that's the wrong part.
Come on.
We are doing pressuring people to get married.
Hey, listen, marriage is beautiful when you're with the right person.
And in fact, I feel like half the people getting married, half the people getting married now are getting married because of their parents.
Overrated.
That's true.
Come on.
It doesn't make it overrated.
Most of people's reasons for marriage
is to satisfy
is
their
off.
Parents.
And that's why I say
exactly.
it's overrated.
It doesn't make it overrated.
If you don't
though.
Want to get married, do your thing. by all means, enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself.
Don't let society pressure you.
At all.
Don't let anybody pressure you.
At all.
Because at the end of the day, if you marry the wrong person, it's hell.
Also, consider your parents though.
All right. The final one.
Yeah. This one, I feel like we're going to fight. I feel like we're going to fight. So, I was watching a YouTube video recently.
Okay.
And these two beautiful ladies said they feel Burna Boy is overrated.
He is.
Okay, so making it three beautiful ladies saying Burna Boy is overrated. I personally feel Burna Boy is biggest artist in Africa.
Increase. Both of us are 30 BG and you're doing this?
Nah. I'm a 30 BG fan.
We are for Davido.
See, I'm a Davido guy anytime, any day. But the truth is the truth. I've got to spell it out.
Okay, I'll tell you why Burna Boy is overrated. First of all, anybody that has pride issues, is a put off. Immediately. You can't say you are the biggest person. Yeah, it's something my dad always says. My dad said you can be have the greatest talent, you can be the best person in the world. But he said once you have that pride.
Right.
Downfall. It makes a lot of people not like you anymore.
Yeah.
It makes society to look at you in a very bad light.
Now, we're not talking about you're very correct. Humility is one thing that
is important.
It's very important.
Yeah.
But we're talking about how good the person is, how good you are at what you do. Stella, there's a difference between saying, okay, I know I'm good at what I do.
Mm.
I'm very good at what I do. I'm admitting it. I'm saying it out that I am the best confidence. At what I do. There's a difference between confidence. What's the word?
Can we just agree there's a thin line?
There's a thin line between it.
But Burna Boy has passed that line.
I don't think Burna Boy has passed the line. Burna Boy says it every time. I'm the best at what I do.
You do realize music, that Burna Boy gave himself Stella, Africa. He named himself African Giant.
Stella.
Come on.
Music has passed.
I'm a
Davido fan, 100%.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But music is past the stage where we are saying they are hating on me because my father has money.
Mm.
Bro, you are good at what you do, bring out your work. Lately, Davido has not. Your work will speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Lately, Davido has not been, very, very good. I'm not going to lie.
Oh my God.
Stella, I'm not going to lie. See,
guys, my heart is
we have to be very sincere. If Davido was seated right here, I would tell him this. Davido has not been. That's true.
Nah.
But I wouldn't like. That's music is past the level where you will say because they don't like me because my father has money or my father pushed my car. Okay. Bro, you are good at what you do. Bring it out.
Fire album, I appreciate it. I love that
album.
It's a very sexy album.
It's a 10 over 10 for me.
It's okay.
It's not just
I only like two three songs from the album.
Stella, I played you the album yesterday and you were vibing like
four songs.
You were vibing like we're vibrating you.
Maybe. Ew!
That didn't come out well, but your mind is very dirty because I could be literally shaking you and you are vibrating. So that is the same
thing. It's making it worse.
It's the same thing.
But his album was good. But
just stop.
It wasn't like he was hyping it. It wasn't as like the hype. It wasn't up to the hype.
Now let me be very honest with you.
Mm.
Or let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Now in the last 1 year, or less in the last 2 years, they've all dropped projects, right?
Okay.
In the last 2 years, be very honest. Put aside the fact that you love the video. Don't be biased. Now, of all three African giants, Burna Boy, Wizkid, and Davido, in no particular order though, who would you rate as giving us the best projects? They've all dropped fire albums.
Yeah.
Like, they've dropped like two albums. I think Burna Boy is the only one with three albums now.
Okay.
Davido has two albums in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Wizkid has two albums in the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're waiting for a Davido album this year. We're waiting for
because he just made it deluxe. So the second one was just deluxe. So it was
Wizkid had two albums.
Yeah, it was
there's a Soundman album from 2020.
Oh, okay.
Then there was a Made in Lagos.
Then Made in Lagos deluxe.
Exactly. Yeah. So let's say two albums and Burna Boy has two albums and they recently released.
Mm-hmm.
So they all have like equal projects.
Mm-hmm.
Be very honest with yourself. Put aside the fact that you are a 30 BG fan and be very honest. who has given us the best project
recently, because the songs have been blowing and circulating.
Okay,
I would say Burna, but Davido's songs are, when you play them in the club, everywhere goes crazy.
Everywhere goes crazy. Yeah. Now, give me a recent 3 years, 4 years ago song of Davido that is a very crazy hit. It's not 4 years ago. That was 2016. That was 6 years ago. Davido's songs, Davido's bangers, is
okay.
Like
from the recent album he dropped with the
Davido
the
doesn't have any.
Was on it.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah, he has the one with CK. The one with CK. If you play in the club, everybody's there.
Are you comparing it to?
Okay, fine.
Are you comparing it to?
Okay,
you are being biased.
Yeah, Davido, Burna Boy. Yeah, okay, yes, but he's still overrated to me because he is a proud goat. And I don't say goat like bread or butter. I mean, a wood like goat. They eat grass.
So,
goat.
In essence, the only reason you feel Burna Boy is overrated is because
of his pride, and also of the controversial.
He's a very Burna Boy is the most I feel like it's even more most controversial
with that whole shootout at the club.
Yeah,
and he never came out to apologize.
Burna Boy always has controversies. Like,
and I just feel like
the same person that eats somebody.
His own self.
It's the same person that eats somebody. It's the same person that says.
I mean, guys, shoot someone at the club.
Exactly.
He never took responsibility for it. He never paid for the expenses. All of that, nothing. He just let it go.
Now,
and because he has fans, everybody just ignored.
In as much as you're a good person, I would agree with you. I would agree with you that pride comes before
a fall.
A fall, right? But we're looking at lyrically with the best team, performance-wise, every other-wise, Burna Boy is the best. But we're looking at humility. You guys should stream Burna Boy's Love Damini.
Why are we endorsing his album like that?
That album is fire. See, for your own mental health, to be healed.
Okay, yes.
To feel good
about
yourself.
If you're also in love, for your hand, is like, I would give everybody that.
That song looks like...
If you're feeling someone.
For your hand. For your hand, then it feels like a very, very...
Because you have never been in love. You've never had feelings. So how would you relate? Moving on.
She didn't give me time to come back, but no problem.
Anyway, so finally, guys, actually, we've come to the end of our unpopular opinions. Can I just say, I will give a last word, increase to give this as well. It's hot outside. Use deodorant. Don't kill people. The temperatures are rising.
We still are sobbing today.
Smell
now.
Nice. All the people that smell. What do you call this? Bear wash.
Bear gutter
behavior. Don't make people.
We still are sobbing today. Me, I don't have any sub for anybody. Yo.
Okay.
All I will say is, please treat people right.
Yes. Right. Oh my God, yes.
Every relationship starts from a friendship.
Aww.
And
mine doesn't. If you start with a friendship, I'll brozone you.
Says the person that says she's not wild. So, okay. We've come to the end of this episode. And we still have a lot of unpopular opinions.
So, probably do a part
so two. There's going to be a part two. So, if you want a part two, just let us know. And
my
part
Instagram,
two is coming.
I am StellaBay_.
And Shank_Kido.
Yes.
DDO. KIDDO.
Okay.
So, thank you very much for rocking with us.
You are listening to the Focus on Fun podcast
with Stella
and Increase.
Woo! I'm just... No, sorry. Meh.